That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. Happy March. It is so insane to me that it's March. I could actually throw up with how fast time is moving, but there's nothing you can do about it. So here we are, another Monday, another new episode. If you're new here, I upload every single Monday. And if you've been keeping up with me on social media, you might have heard me mention a few times because I can't stop talking about it. I have been in a funk, just struggling a little bit with life in general. I've been out of my routine and I just haven't been feeling my best. And typically when I am in a funk, I go over to my good friend Pinterest for inspiration to get me out of a funk. So naturally, that's what I did this time. And this time, I found an image that said something along the lines of questions to ask yourself next time you don't feel at home in yourself. And when I saw that, I was like, oh wait, that would be so good for me and for the podcast, but to talk about questions to ask yourself next time you're in a funk. Because not only will this help me right now, but next time I feel this way, because I know for a fact I'm going to feel this way again, I can come back to these questions and figure out the root cause and how to fix it. So that's today's episode. We're talking about questions to ask yourself next time you're in a funk that hopefully will help you get out of that funk. But before we get into the episode, I'm just going to tell you all the questions in case you want to write them down and you don't have to skim through the episode. I'll also have them written out in the show notes. So the questions I came up with are, what's taking up the majority of your time? Who are you spending time with? Are you spending more time in your head or in the moment? What are your current habits? Are you listening to your body and your needs? And then what is something you could do right now to feel relieved or feel happy? So those are the questions. Let's get into them and let's get out of a funk. To start off, what is taking up the majority of your time? The reason I think this is so important to ask yourself is because the root cause of your funk lies in what you're doing. Like when you really think about it, do you feel like shit when you're on vacation, laying on the beach, drinking a fruity drink? Do you feel like shit when you're at a Taylor Swift concert with your best friend? Do you feel unproductive when you're sitting at your desk getting all your work done? How you're feeling is a reflection of what you're doing and what you're spending your time doing. So what are you focusing on? Where is your energy going? What are things that are making you feel drained rather than recharged? I find myself, there is literally a rat. There is a rat running like through my walls right now and I can't even focus because it's so loud. I hope you can hear that. If you hear pitter patter, that's literally a rat running through my ceiling or my walls. Anyways, I'm so sorry about that. Where was I? Also, if you don't hear that, I'm just going to sound like a lunatic talking to myself about a rat and also just outing myself that there's rats in my walls. Anyways, where was I? I find myself in a funk when I'm like sitting on my phone scrolling for hours, or I go to bed late and I wake up late, or I fall out of my routine and I'm not eating well and I'm not moving my body and I'm not doing all the things that I know make me feel good. When I worked at my last job, I was working Monday through Friday and getting home at like 4:30 on those days. And I was so unhappy and so unmotivated to do anything else. All my energy and all my time was going to that job, and that job didn't make me happy. I quite literally waited all week for the weekend to enjoy my life and do the things I actually wanted to do and spend my time with people who I actually wanted to spend my time with. And when you really think about it, 2 days out of the week is not a lot of time. Like, I was only enjoying my life 2 days out of the week, and barely, because Sunday I was still full of anxiety because I had worked the next day. Most of my time I felt like shit because the majority of my time was preoccupied by doing something that made me so unhappy and made me unwell. I'm not saying that you should go quit your job, especially if you're not in the position to do that, especially with how life is right now and how incredibly hard it is to get a job right now and keep a job and make decent money. I'm not saying that, but I'm using that as an example that what you spend the majority of your time doing influences how you feel and how you act. The reason I would dread waking up and I wasn't moving my body and I wasn't eating well and why I was so frustrated all the time was because I was waking up at the ass crack of dawn going to a job where I was underpaid, I wasn't respected, I was around people who were always being negative and made me feel bad about myself. And then once I left that job and I got home, I was too tired to go work out and I was too tired to make a healthy meal at home. And I didn't feel like I had enough time to do the things that I wanted to do. It's really difficult to feel good about yourself and about your life or about anything when most of your time is spent on things that make you feel like shit. So ask yourself, what am I doing in my day-to-day life that makes me feel good, that I wake up every day so excited to do? Am I spending time doing things to take care of myself? Am I spending time doing things that make me happy, or am I spending time doing things that stress me the fuck out? Which leads me to the next question being, who are you spending your time with? Just like what you do and what you focus on influences how you feel, so do the people around you. Are you spending time with people who make you feel drained or make you feel recharged? For the longest time, I didn't know that there are some people that will make you feel drained or make you feel energized just by being around them. And there were times that I would leave friends feeling so drained and feeling so exhausted, but I would blame myself for it and I'd be like, you just did this amazing thing. Like, you should be grateful. You should be so happy. Like, why are you always in such a bad mood? Why can't you be happier? But every single time I would hang out with these friends, no matter what we did, we could be doing the most amazing thing ever, I would still leave feeling drained and exhausted. But then a couple years ago, I went and hung out with some new friends, and it wasn't like we did anything crazy. We literally just played card games and ate food and just talked. But when I left, I felt better than I did before I went to go hang out with them. I felt understood. I felt heard. I felt validated. I also didn't leave questioning, was I funny enough? Was I interesting enough? Did I laugh enough? Did I laugh too much? Was I annoying? I just left feeling good, like the way that you should leave when you hang out with your friends. And I felt energized just by being around them. And once I picked up on that after hanging out with them that night, I realized you can tell who is meant for you and who's not meant for you based on how people make you feel. The friends that I would leave feeling drained and exhausted from were the friends who were talking negatively about people, that were just being negative. They were the friends who made everything a competition. They were the friends who didn't support what I was doing, or they made fun of what I was doing, or they made me feel like I had to minimize who I was to make them feel more comfortable. They were the friends who every single time I would leave them made me question if we were even friends. But I would go back for more every single time, because I was like, well, we are friends, so we have to continue hanging out. Even though I don't feel good with them, they're my friends, so I have to. But the friends who I would feel energized from were the friends who were having deep conversations with me without judgment, the friends who were into the same things as me and allowed me to be myself, who encouraged me to be myself. I think people forget how much influence the people around you have on you and who you are as a person. I think who you surround yourself with reflects who you are as a person. I think the more time you spend with people, the more like them you become. And I think that's why it's important to spend time with like-minded people, people who are interested in the same things as you, people who are uplifting and motivating and inspiring and beneficial for you, because their ideas and their values inevitably will rub off on you. Like, of course, you can still have your own values and ideas and challenge theirs, but the more time you spend around someone who's so vocal about their thoughts and their opinions, the more they're going to affect you, whether it's you start believing those thoughts and opinions or you're just getting upset thinking about them. Like, let's say that you're trying to start a music career and you're hanging out with this friend who's telling you that there's no money in music and it's a waste of your time and it's so hard to get into and you'll never succeed. You go from being so excited about your future music to reconsidering it because of this person. You go home all upset thinking, well, maybe he's right. Maybe it's not going to work out. Maybe I shouldn't try. And you put your dreams and your aspirations down for someone who doesn't even have the same ones. I think it's important to ask yourself, do you feel relieved when you're with these people or without them? Like, do you feel better about yourself when you're hanging out with certain people or talking to certain people? Or do you feel better when you're alone? I thought for the longest time, in order to be happy, I had to surround myself with other people. But the truth is, there are some people that will make you feel more lonely than you would feel if you were just alone. Being your friend, being your loved one is a privilege. Your friends and your loved ones are an addition to your life. And you should only be adding them into your life if they're adding something to yours, adding something positive to yours. So think, are the people that I'm spending time around inspiring me, encouraging me, challenging me? Are they bringing me joy or excitement? What are they bringing to the table? If they're bringing more harm than good, maybe reconsider who you're spending your time around. Are you spending more time in your head or in the moment? I think this one is one of my bigger issues, if not my biggest issue, and why I'm in a funk currently. I spend so much of my time thinking about my past. I'm constantly thinking about my past, especially at night when I'm laying in bed. That's the reason I have such a hard time sleeping at night, because I lay down and all of a sudden I'm like thinking about my childhood and all these things that have happened to me and how they affect me now. And it's a struggle, okay? But one of the main things I struggle with when I'm laying in bed and thinking about my past is thinking about my childhood and how I'm never going to be able to relive it and I'm never going to be able to grow up in my family's home. And then I also get really hung up on the idea of the future and what the future looks like with my loved ones and not having my loved ones, the idea of losing my parents one day, the idea of losing my boyfriend one day, and all these things that I have no control over and I know are going to happen and I can't stop them from happening, and they haven't happened yet, but I'm stuck thinking about them because I'm so stressed out about it. And the thing is, more times than not, I'm stressed out about my past or my future and not my present. Like, I'll be having a terrible day. I'll be so upset. I'll be so stressed out. And my boyfriend will be like, what are you stressed out about? Like, is there something going on? I'm like, there's actually nothing going on. Like, nothing. Everything's great except for the fact I can't stop thinking about you dying. Like, and there's nothing I can do about that. And it's not happening in the current moment, but I'm stressing out about it right now when I don't have to be. I think a lot of people get so stressed out and so anxious because they're thinking about something that had happened or something that's going to happen. So I think it's important to ask yourself, are you anxious or upset about something that's happening right now or something that's already happened or might happen? It's definitely normal to be anxious about the future because the future is unknown and you could plan as much as you want and try to be fully prepared, but you still don't have control over it. Things are going to happen the way they're supposed to happen, and that stresses a lot of people out, me being one of them, because we like to be in control. And that's why so many people spend so much time creating narratives in their head and planning for what they're going to do if this happens or what if this happens. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't do this too. I am an anxious mess half the time. But if it's causing you so much distress, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to be sitting there getting yourself so upset over something that you have no control over and that hasn't even happened yet and might not even happen. You might be sitting there thinking, oh my God, this is going to be so awful. What if I forget my words, my speech? What if I crash my car? What if people make fun of me? Yeah, those are all possibilities, but there's also a possibility that none of that happens. And when none of that happens, you're going to look back and be like, oh shit, like I just spent so much of my time worrying about something that doesn't even matter, that didn't even happen. I wasted a week of my life being so tense and so angry and so sad and nauseous over something that didn't even happen. I also think it's important to ask yourself this question too, because sometimes we just go on like autopilot and we're so in our head that we miss out on what's going on around us. And because we're so in our head and we're so worried about things in the past and in the future, we don't pay attention to all the things that are happening right now that are so amazing that would normally make you happy. So instead of focusing on so much of what's the next step, start paying attention to what's going on right now. People underestimate how much better you will feel by just being grateful for the small things in your life. Of course, I'm going to feel like shit if I'm just sitting here thinking about my parents dying, but that's morbid. But if I just stop thinking about that for a quick sec, and I think about the fact that I got a text from my dad today and I got to talk to him, and also I got a package in the mail today that I'm really excited about, and my boyfriend cooked me dinner, and all these amazing things are happening. If I focus on those instead of the things that might happen in the future or that are going to happen very far in the future, I'm less likely to be stressed out because I'm not focusing all my attention on that one problem. The next question is, what are your current habits? I think everything that I'm talking about really just circles back to, what are you spending all of your time on? Like, what are you doing? Because if you're not doing things that you know make you feel good, of course you're not going to feel good. So what are your habits? Do you have a routine? Do you have things that you do every single day that make you feel good or are steps in the right direction to becoming the best version of yourself? What are the things that you're doing in your day-to-day life that are helping you or hindering you? Sometimes it's hard to be honest with yourself. Like, I'll sit here and be like, why am I in a funk? Like, I am doing everything right. I have such good habits. And it's like, no, bitch. You did have good habits. You did have a good routine, but you stopped doing all of that. You stopped doing everything that makes you feel good. And now you wake up late, you sit on your phone and scroll. You're not drinking enough water. You're not saying your affirmations. You're comparing yourself to others. You're not cooking dinners at home. You're not moving your body. You're not doing any of the things that you work so hard to do to create a routine. Like when I was doing 75 hard and then the 30-day challenge, I was like, oh, I have it locked down. Like, this is so easy. I've created these habits. This is going to be my new routine. This is the key to success. And I know habits aren't everything. Like, you can still fall out of your habits or routine and still be successful. Like, if you're on vacation or you're traveling, of course, you're not going to do your everyday routine. But I think routines help you in getting some things that you need to get done. It's easier to do what you need to do when you're automatically just doing it on your own without having to force yourself. When you're in kind of autopilot mode, but you're still doing things that are good for you rather than doing things that are rotting your brain, like comparing yourself to Jessica on Instagram. I think what we need to do, me and you, because obviously I need to do this too, we need to really dissect our day-to-day and figure out what we do every single day that has become our habits that we might not even be aware of, things that we're doing without even thinking. What habits do we need to break? What are things that we're doing that are contributing to us feeling bad? Is me sleeping in every day beneficial to my workday? Is me going on my phone all day, every day beneficial to my life? No. I know I enjoy going on my phone, but guess what? It makes me feel like shit, so that's got to stop. Are you listening to your body and your needs? When we're in that autopilot kind of mode, and especially when we're not in a routine, it can be easy to neglect what our body wants and what our body needs because we just like go and do what we want rather than what our body actually needs. Like when I was doing 75 hard and I was doing my 30-day challenge, I knew I had to drink a gallon of water a day. So I forced myself to do it, which created that habit. And I was fulfilling that need of mine. And I also was eating somewhat healthier and I was eating at home, and I had to force myself to create that habit rather than being on autopilot and going and getting something quick and easy to eat. But because it became a habit, I started to automatically go and make myself healthier foods rather than go out and get crappy food. Whereas now I'm not in that routine and my normal isn't going and drinking a gallon of water or eating really healthy. So I'm not always listening to my body. I don't always give my body what it needs, especially if I do have a crazy work day or if I'm traveling or if I'm out with my friends. But I noticed when I'm not listening to my body, I feel out of line. And it's because, of course, I am. Like, duh. Of course, I'm not going to feel good if I'm not doing good for my body or myself. So I think asking yourself, are you dehydrated? Are you eating enough? Are you eating foods that make you sick? Like, I love fast food. I love takeout. But I'll tell you that if I have fast food for more than like a day, I can feel it. I feel so lethargic and just gross and I have no motivation. But the same thing goes for when I'm treating my body well and I'm eating really good meals and I'm staying hydrated. I can feel that. I feel good. I feel energized. I talked about this in my episode about working with your body instead of against it. But another big thing when it comes to listening to your body is not pushing your body to do things that it doesn't want to do or it's not capable of doing right now. Something that I've been struggling a lot with lately is my body and eating. And I think that's part of why I am in a funk, is because I have been struggling with those. It's not something that I'm proud to admit, because it's something that I've worked a great deal on. I've worked really hard to build a good relationship with food and to steer away from excessively working out or excessively focusing on my body, because I know there's so much more to me than my body. Like, my body and my weight is the least interesting thing about me. But I have been struggling with that. And something that I've had a really difficult time with growing up, when I was struggling the most with my body and with my weight, was that I felt like I had to work out all the time. And if I missed a day of working out, I felt guilty. So I would force myself to go do these extreme workouts even when I was sick, even if I had my period. But what would happen is I would do that for X amount of time and then burn myself out. But now, as I've gotten older and I've learned more about my body, I've learned that you can't push your body to do things that it doesn't have enough energy to do. So when I am on my period, I'm not working out. Or if I do want to work out for whatever reason, which I typically don't, I'll do a light walk or light yoga. Or if I'm sick, I'm laying on the couch and I'm not feeling bad about it. Forcing your body to do things that it doesn't want to do might seem like the right thing to do because you're working out and you're being active and you're being healthy and you're taking care of your body. But if you're pushing it to do that when it doesn't want to, you're doing more harm than good. It's actually going to make you feel like shit, which is counterproductive. Listening to your body is so important, but it even goes deeper than what you're eating or moving your body. It's also important to listen to your intuition and what your body's telling you, what your body's telling you in regards to other people. Like, are you disregarding your needs or your boundaries to make other people feel more comfortable? Are you filling other people's cups without filling your own? Are you putting so much time and energy into other people and giving them the love that they need, but not giving yourself the same love? Do you feel like you're not getting enough because you're giving everything you got to other people? Like, maybe that's why you're in a funk. Maybe it's not that you're being lazy or unproductive. Maybe it's not that you're not doing enough. Maybe you're just doing too much for other people and not enough for yourself. Sometimes we get so focused on making other people feel good and making sure their needs are met because they matter a lot to us, and we forget that we need the same thing done for ourselves. We need to feel heard and understood and taken care of and loved. And if no one's going to do that for you, you need to do that for yourself. Otherwise, you're always going to feel unfulfilled and feel like you're missing something or that you're not doing enough because your needs aren't being met. Which leads me to the last question, which is, what is something that you can do right now to feel relieved or feel happy? What is something that you can do right now that's going to fill your cup, that's going to make you feel better about your situation? This is going to look different for everyone, but I think it's important to ask yourself all these questions and come to the conclusion of what it is that's making you feel the way that you are or what you're lacking in your day-to-day life, what needs to stop and what needs to begin. What habits can you replace? What are things that you're missing or have been wanting to do but haven't because you've been preoccupied with other things? I made a list of things that I want to start doing or like start including in my day-to-day life to make myself feel better. I don't want to look at this as a challenge. Like, I don't want to say that I have to do this every single day for X amount of days, but these are things that if I have the time to do it or I feel like I'm in a funk and I need to add things into my routine to get me out of it, these are the things that I'm going to do. So I wrote down, hold on, I'm trying to pull it up. You would think that I had it pulled up knowing I was going to talk about this. I wrote down positive affirmations, meditating, getting sun daily, especially with spring coming. I just need to be outside more. Moving my body once a day. Again, like I said, if I'm on my period, if I'm sick, obviously not, or just like lighter movement, but I want to aim for that. Eating more at home, less fast food, drinking more water. Doesn't have to necessarily be a gallon, but just be aware of how much water I'm consuming. Aim to drink more water. 10 pages of a book. Doesn't have to be self-improvement, just any book. Spend time on a hobby. I've been learning to crochet. If you listen to my episode a few episodes ago, I don't know when it was. Actually, it might have been like 2 months ago. I said I want to learn to crochet this year, and I have been trying. It's just really hard. I'm going to get it eventually, but I'm trying. So crocheting, I want to learn how to play piano. I've been learning Spanish. Even though I took Spanish in high school and in middle school, I just forgot all of it. So I'm relearning that now. And then the last thing on my list I wrote down, distance myself from toxic people and environments. I just want to make sure that who I'm spending my time around and what I'm doing because I want to, not because I'm forced to, not because I'm trying to make someone else happy or feel more comfortable. If I know I feel better leaving, I'm going to leave. If I know I would feel better not continuing a conversation or a friendship, I'm going to leave. I am trying to stop people pleasing, and I just want to look after how I feel more because I'm always so focused on making other people feel more comfortable. But when I'm clearly very uncomfortable, no one seems to care. So no more of that. But those are all the things that I'm going to be adding into my daily routine or aiming to add into my routine. But those are all the questions for asking yourself next time you're in a funk. I hope that this episode helps you in some way. I hope that you can use these questions to help you next time you feel in a funk or you just are struggling with something. If you like today's episode, if you love me, if you love Dear Media, make sure to give Trying Not to Care a 5-star review. It really does help me out and I really do appreciate it. It makes me so happy. I'm like having such a hard time talking right now. I feel like I'm slurring my words. I promise I'm very sober. I'm drinking a poppy right now. But that's everything for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you, besties. Make sure to follow me on social media. That would make me really happy. And I love connecting with you guys. But yeah, that's it. I am rambling now. I love you, besties. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to let me know. Okay, I'm done talking. I need to go. I love you. I will talk to you next Monday. Bye, besties.